Rob Reichel, Bombigan Football, joining us right now
Rob played
on the
guitar.
Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Rob, you ever string
What's
a
up,
banjo?
Robbie?
I missed that question because you guys all like to talk at the same time.
Of course we do. Wow. Wow, Robbie.
The gates.
Hang up on him, man.
Yeah, this is last time.
Bob McGee, Gary, you start. I don't want to talk over you.
Robbie.
Yes, sir.
Can you play a banjo?
I cannot play a banjo. I can't play a recorder. I can't play the piano. I do a lot of karaoke, though, Gary. You got to invite me in someday, and we'll do the karaoke Christmas or something one day together. But maybe in March or something. Right. Here, Christmas time is your time.
All right, let's get to the real stuff here. Packer Bears. Rob, we had a lot of talk last week. A lot of Packer fans wanting the Green Bay Packers to lose out, and we haven't really tested water so much. But Packer Bears rivalry to me feels like this one. Feels like it's getting ramped up again. Do you feel some of that coming your way?
100%, Gary. I said that to somebody else this morning, that this feels again like the 80s, that this is getting ramped up again, because it's gotten far too vanilla, guys, in the last several years. It's got to feel kind of like when you played, Gary, and when Leroy played a little bit, because I really do think it dissipated in the last several years. These guys, a lot of them have the same agents. A lot of them are buddies. Rodgers and Cutler were buddies. We all knew that. And it took kind of some of the sting away, or just kind of the tenacity away from the rivalry. And I think with Rodgers kind of floating that 5 wins in a row deal after they lost that Sunday night game to the Vikings and listing off the opponents and mentioning whether that was deliberate or not, I guess none of us know. We can't get inside Aaron Rodgers' head, but whether it was deliberate or not, that he kind of took the shot that the Packers have had terrific success in Illinois and at Soldier Field and Hicks and guys like that with the Bears taking offense to that. I think you're going to see a really revved up rivalry come Sunday. Not to mention the fact the Bears can clinch the division. They are still chasing home field and maybe a first round bye. Green Bay. Guys, I'm telling you, if Green Bay wins this game, their percentages to make the playoffs are going to jump dramatically if they find a way to steal this one. So there is plenty to play for from the Packer perspective. So, no, guys, I expect a game on Sunday as intense as anything we've seen in years.
So how does this Packers offensive line with backups, or some backups, going to deal with this Bears front
right,
seven?
Backups.
They don't, Sparky. Well, it's going to be tough. I mean, it's going to be tricky. They're going to have to play very similar, I think, guys, to the way that they did last week against Atlanta. 3-step drops, balls out quick. Rodgers can't have that ball more than a second and a half, 1.8, 2.0 seconds, something like that. He cannot hold the ball 3.0 seconds against this pass rush because he's going to be laying flat on his back. And so everything's got to be quick, and the offense has to be clean and crisp and move really in a hurry and probably shorter stuff. You're not going to see the 40, 50-yard plays, I don't think, spark downfield where he can wait for Adams to run a double move and for things to clear deep downfield where he's holding the ball 4, 5, 6 seconds like he has done at times this year and several of the past years. I think they've got to be really quick in terms of some of the quick hitters, guys. They have to establish some form of a running game. I know it's been really hard for anybody to run against Chicago, but they have to – they have to give Jones 15 tries at least to run the football and try to balance this thing out a little bit. But it's going to be a grinder, and they're going to have to max protect on that right side, Sparky. It's not going to be easy. If Green Bay wins, guys, it's going to be a 17-14, 20-17 kind of a grinder.
Rob, interesting that you bring up Aaron Jones there, because when we talk about making sure that you're protecting the quarterback, it feels like a Jamal Williams heavy week to make sure that they are able to try to keep 12 upright if they do try to let him sit in the pocket for a little bit longer, like you said, than the quick slant, quick hitters.
You're definitely right, Tausch. I mean, it's really tough. You're kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't, because to have any sense of a dynamic running game where you're going to bust off an explosive run of some sort, it has to come from Jones. It's not going to come from Williams. When you're giving Williams 8 or 10 carries, let's just say he gets 8 carries, he's probably going to get 25 yards, right? He's going to average 3.25, something like that. If you give Jones the ball, he's probably going to have a chance to double that. We know what Williams is. He's going to keep Rodgers clean for the most part. It's obviously, Tausch, it's risk-reward on that. You saw last week what they did in that opening drive, which was really well-scripted by Philbin. He went with Williams in the backfield, Max protected there with the running back on a handful of plays, and they moved the ball efficiently down the field, and they really didn't incorporate Jones very much until the second half. Jones had 3 first-half touches, 17 in the second half. Guys, I mean, they're going to have to score some points to win this game. It's tough to do it, I think. It's certainly tougher with Williams. But you might be right, Tausch. Maybe it's more of a 50-50 split here. It wound up being last week 42 snaps for Jones, 24 for Williams. Maybe that trends more to a 30-30 kind of a deal this week. But, I've been on with you all year. You know my love for Aaron Jones. And I think if you're really going to move the ball up and down the field and have a chance to win this game and say even get to 24 points, you've got to play Aaron Jones more.
Yeah, I want to concentrate more on a combination of coach search, and you have to have somebody to stop Tariq Cohen. That takes away maybe 30% of their offense. I'm not sure if anybody can do that, but I'm thinking the job will have to go to Blake Martinez, or they're going to put Josh Jones in him on him for the most part. How do you see that working out?
Well, Leroy, let's flash this back 2 decades. That would have been you on Cohen, right?
Oh, he's shut down. If that was me,
no question, right? And that
eliminate that,
drawing that up, right? For you to go and yeah, take away Cohen, whether you take away the running back or you were trying to take away Shannon Sharp or whoever the player was, right? So maybe 38 has a chance at him, guys. I mean, maybe you do some stuff with Tremont, who's clearly versatile,
I like that too,
and talented enough. I mean, that's not a horrible matchup. Cohen's gonna absolutely eat Blake Martinez up and spit him out and finish with 9 catches for 111 yards and a touchdown along the way. I don't think that's a particularly good matchup for Green Bay. I don't think they go in that direction. Jones is athletic enough, there's no question about it, but the mental side remains an issue, and I don't know if he can handle that. It's going to be fascinating to watch, guys, because he's probably their most dynamic weapon on offense. Personally, I think 38's the best matchup there. We'll see what Petten goes ahead and does. There's not a Leroy Butler on the roster, though, so I don't know that any of the matchups are all that favorable for Green Bay.
Rob, one last thing for me. Vic Fangio, he's one of my candidates to interview for the head coaching job. I am sick of them not having a great defense. That everybody claimed that's what's holding Aaron Rodgers back. So I would like to bring him in here and make Joe Lombardi the offensive coordinator, Daryl Bevel the quarterback's coach, and just let Vic bring his people over. I know he's 60 years old. Or do you think they'll go with somebody kind of young, new, and somebody that hopefully that Aaron Rodgers would respect?
History certainly has shown, Leroy, you know this, the last 25 years or so, they try to go for the bright offensive mind in Green Bay. When they went the 1 year with Ray Rhodes, it blew up in the kind of in their face. And I know you lived that, Leroy. Mm-hmm. I just basing this on history, I would guess they go younger and they go offense. Fangio has a lot to offer. The tricky part is he's never been a head guy, and he's 60 years old, like you said, Leroy. And I don't know, not to get into a whole ageism kind of thing, but it's tricky at that age, I think, for guys to get their first head coaching job in the league. A lot of these, owners and in this case, the team president and Mark Murphy trend younger. Green Bay has always trended toward offense. Now, at the same point in time, Leroy, I talked at length last week with one of Rodgers' former teammates who told me he thinks they need to go defense too and pretty much just give Aaron the offense and almost name him pseudo-offensive coordinator. Now, I think that would blow up in their face.
See, I would think when a guy is 60 years old, Rob, that means you're bringing him in to win now. A young guy, we got a little time. All right, a little draft and development if you want. Get a few free agents, great. That's right. I'm not looking to win. Now, you bring a guy like that in, he wants to win at this
Anybody
moment.
You bring in with Aaron Rodgers looking to win now, man.
Well, they better. But a young guy ain't looking for that. Yeah, he's looking for 3 years.
Anybody who getting this job with 12 is looking to win now. 12 ain't looking to do all that, man. Child, please. What you talking about, man?
Yeah, I'm just keeping it 100.
I don't think they're 12 months or 9 months away from being in a Super Bowl. I think 2020 is the earliest.
2 years. They're 2 years away.
I think you're right, Gary. 2020. Yeah. This is a roster from 10 to 50 that just isn't all that good. It doesn't shape up with everybody. And even up top, it's got some holes when you line them up against the better teams. I mean, Green Bay's top 10 players don't match Chicago's. Now, if Rodgers plays like 2014 or 2011 Rodgers, it balances the equation a little bit. But if he plays like 2018 Rodgers, then you are trailing Minnesota and Chicago yet going into 2019. So You guys are right, though. Anybody that comes to Green Bay is probably thinking, being in at least an NFC championship game by 2020 if Gutekunst pushes the right buttons and he gets the right people in there. And we've talked about this on the show, guys. I mean, it's certainly set up to trend in that direction. He's going to have a boatload of salary this offseason. He's got the extra first from New Orleans that he can go and play with. I think there's a lot of options for him right there.
Rob Reichel, BobMcGinnFootball.com, Forbes.com. Rob, appreciate it, man. What do you see the final being this weekend?
23-14 Chicago.
What's wrong with
you? Okay. All right. Hanging up on him. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. Hanging up on him. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935. That's Great Midwest Bank.